As you know, it's a huge year for cicadas, these prehistoric-looking big-eyed, red-eyed bugs. Millions of them in the broods X1113 and X1X19 are expected to emerge from the ground shortly, blanketing huge swaths of the country, emitting their otherworldly sound. A big deal. The last time so many cicadas emerged together, Thomas Jefferson was president. And if you've been trying to understand this, well, there is now a video featuring the staff at the Forest Preserve District in DuPage County, Illinois. These are scientists, environmentalists, dressed up like adult cicadas in winged costumes in a mating dance, or a teeny tiny cicada just emerging from nest. Help me. All involved treat this fabulously silly video as if it were a PBS documentary, especially the scholarly narrator, Tom Vallat, ecology supervisor at the Forest Preserve District. Tom, this has gone beyond viral. I imagine your life has completely changed.
Yeah. Oh, it's been fun, Robin.
Well, let's describe a little bit. It starts with a 17-year-old cicada. This is a woman. Who is this, by the way? This is your colleague.
Exactly. This is Jennifer Ridzewski.
She comes out of the ground, out of a hole in the ground, dressed in this, you know, off-white, big, bulky jacket, which as she climbs up into a tree, she then sheds, because what is she doing?
She's shedding. It's a process called eclosion. And the nymphs, what they do as they're crawling up the sides of trees, they will basically escape that shell and emerge as fully grown adults, but they're not quite full adults yet because their skins have to dry out and their coloration still has to kind of come into fruition.
Okay, so Jennifer leaves the stage, and now we have two grown men. One is up in the tree. He's the male cicada, who's now kind of like banging on some sort of a drum, like a congo, to attract the female. He's doing this dance of love. Let's listen to a little bit of you narrating this section.
After about a week after they emerge, the males will go crawl up to the tops of the trees and start singing to attract mates. And when they do this, the females will start to fly around them. And if they want to show that a male is, you know, worthy of her, she will flick her wings at him and they will mate.
Say, girl, if I was a fruit fly, I'd land on you first because you're so sweet.
So we now see the male who's in the tree and the female cicada who's romping around the bottom of the tree with these huge wings. It's just marvelous. It goes on where the female is placing her eggs in a tree, deep inside the tree. She uses a saw in this case. And right, perhaps the pinnacle of your video, a tiny cicada, which is a woman that you've kind of, you know, another colleague that you've reduced to this tiny little head, emerging from the nest, drinking nectar then through a straw, burrowing backwards through a tunnel. I mean, how excited are all of you, scientists and environmentalists, how excited are you about this event, and how much did you want to tell this story?
People really did want to tell this story. You know, this only happens every 17 years, and really it's kind of a North American event. It doesn't really happen everywhere else, so and not in every year.
And why should we care? I mean, yes, it's such a rare event, and the sound, you know, everybody's going to be talking about the sound. But we really see the life cycle through your video. Why should we care about this?
Yeah, so some people obviously, you know, don't like bugs, right? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to connect with folks that do like bugs, but also connect with folks that don't like bugs, too, so that they can see it in a different way. You can show videos and photographs of bugs, but if people don't like them, you know, it just makes that much harder to connect with those folks. So seeing people act it out in this way, it just helps people understand it a little bit. They can connect with it. And that's really, I think, what the team was going for. And the other thing I will mention is that the final person you mentioned is the baby cicada emerging. That is Rihanna Schwartz. She is one of our landscape architects here. She's a talented costume artist, and she actually created the costumes for the video.
I got to tell you, Tom, I smell Oscar.
Thank you.
It's so wonderful. Congratulations. We wish you all the best through this very exciting time for all of us, but especially for you in the field. Tom Vallat, ecology supervisor for the Forest Preserve District in DuPage County, Illinois, talking about the video put together by their terrific social media people, Jonathan Mullen and Ashley Checks. were involved. It's just great. Tom, thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Much appreciated.